the sermon for the day. And the sermon for the day is a very powerful one to me, very meaningful, and it is on the Word. The Word. And a part of the fascination for what I'm about to share has to do with, I'm in the process of writing a book on Kemet Way. And I'm writing a chapter in the book entitled Kemet Way, The Way of Life. It's like the last chapter in the book. I know I'm not finished the book. I got all the in-between that I skipped over to write this last chapter because it's been calling me to write. And one of the things about what I am doing is, and bringing to our community and to the world, is our understanding of recreating Kemet civilization. And in recreating Kemet civilization, the simplicity of it is that civilization lives in the Word. It's just that simple. You know, and so when I was led to see that, you know, and began to like bring that out, I was absolutely floored how much and for how long we have been sort of like crying in the wilderness, you know what I mean, to be connected and finding the way that civilization, our reconnecting to our ancestors and to our civilization is really very simple. It is absolutely very simple, and it can be done in a matter of moments. Now, I know for some folks, like, you know, you got to be kidding. We've been away this long, and you talk about we can reconnect, you know, in a matter of moments. Well, I'm not going to go into all of that, you know. However, suffice it to say that it lives in the Word. And so some of it you will get, you know, as I go through, you know, with the sermon. One of the things I'm going to say before, because I don't really have the sermon totally prepared, and, like, I'm going to stick to the chronological order, is this. How powerful the Word is. It is the most powerful thing that you have. It is absolutely the most powerful thing that you possess. And we may not even know it that way, but it is. Every time you open your mouth and you say something, you create. That is how powerful it is. You create expectations. You create happiness. You create sadness. You create anger. You know what I mean? You create fulfillment. You create every time. You create possibility. You create wealth. You create poverty. You know what I mean? You create unity. Every time you open your mouth and utter the Word, you create. It's the most powerful thing you possess, right? Because sometimes, you know, other things we have just come and go. Money, you know what I mean? Clothes, food, whatever it is, cars, you know, they come and go. But the Word, we have it. And as long as you can speak, you are very powerful in that respect. You know, the very first act of creation was that of the Word. You know, God Atum, who was one of the gods of pre-creation, of the time before creation, uttered. The first act that he did was utter, and from that first utterance, creation began. And so, like a ripple on a pond, his creation simply resounded to the point that it has continued to multiply from a singular source to now something that, you know, I mean, if we were to count everything in creation, it would be impossible, you know, to count. Because, I mean, you could look at any one plant, and it's almost impossible to count the components of one plant. Because even though you look at it and say, well, it has X number of leaves, that one leaf has what? X number of cells. And then those cells has X number of components to them. So you could be here spending your lifetime trying to count just that on one plant, much less to talk about everything that is in creation. And so the power of the Word, the Netaru uttered, Atum uttered, and in his utterance created Nut, and created, not Nut, but Tefnut, and created Shu, eternity and everlastingness. Eternity and everlastingness was the first thing that he created, all right? So you're talking about something that is a semblance of permanency, but something that will be going on, everlastingness, and, you know, it's boundless. And then in that boundlessness, then uttered and created Nut, and created Shu. And Nut is that the netter who did what? Separated creation from its, you know, possibly something flat. I think of creation like, you know, probably as flat as this sheet of paper. And that in creating Nut, he created that essence that separated the elements that we now know as our creation. And then with Shu giving the breath of life that we hear it right now, right? And that we all have in ourselves, that first utterance, and the fact that from that very first utterance, we are the echoes of that utterance. You know what I mean? And that utterance continues even with us as I'm echoing something that has already been said long before I've ever opened my mouth to say it. And so we continue even as we utter and create, we continue to create as the Netter Atom created. And I should say as our father created, because Atom is our father, Atom is our mother. That's where we came from. We all, you know, came this particular path. And that, like Atom, each of the other Netaru also uttered the word. They all are the embodiment of the word. So when you read the writing and the, you know, of any of the or the message that has come to you from any of from our ancestors in relationship to the Netter, or if you as you commune with the Netter commune with you in what way? Through the word. Somehow or another, that energy, even from Ra, so we look at Ra and say, well, you know, Ra doesn't speak, Ra says a whole lot to you, that energy somehow gets converted into the word, no different than when you're watching the television and some electrical current eventually gets what? Translated into a word or translated into a picture in your, you know, for you to actually commune with. It is converted, it is somehow or another translated and transferred to you that you get it to know what Ra is telling you. What Ra has to offer and what other Netter have to offer. They are the embodiment of the word. And also in the word, they gave their word to continue the word. That is, any time that you make the commitment to continue life and creation, that is doing what? That is continuing and echoing the word of Aten as we go forward, you know, in life. It's the most powerful thing, the word. You know, it called creation into being, and it continues to call creation into being. I mean, I'm so fascinated with creation. I mean, every aspect of it. That when I, for a little bit, just visit the science of entomology, the science of studying insects, to find that, you know, there are new insects discovered every year. All the time, because creation is continuing. There are new life forms all the time. So, you know, once upon a time, human beings used to think that they had charted the planet, you know what I mean, mapped everything that was above and, you know, on the planet, not necessarily everything below. However, you know what I mean, something always shows up that they did not map and have no idea of where it comes from, because creation is continuing. Creation, you know, so the process is continuing. The Netaru, Amen is continuing to create all of the Netaru. Shu, Nu, Geb, they are collaborating with each other, and they are constantly uttering the word, and it is going forth, and creation is constantly expanding. And to think, you know, that creation is even much larger than we are here. We tend to think about the earthly domain, you know, but think about the fact that when you leave this earthly domain, for as much as, you know, human beings have gotten away from here or even can conceive, the fact that it is endless and it is boundless. They will never go to a place where, oh, this is the end of space and you fall out and, you understand what I'm saying? It's just absolutely boundless. But it wasn't always here. It's profound, you know what I mean? And you find those who are astronomers and scientists, just like the entomologists who are constantly discovering new insects, discovering what? New planets, new galaxies, something that wasn't there before. You know what I mean? We've been looking at this area for 50 years, you know what I mean? And said, all right, we mapped everything, then turned the telescope here for 50 years, and then go back, and there's something else there that they've never seen before. Because creation is continuing. Because the word is continuing. And, you know, the power of the word is, it's our way of reaching to the other side. You know, and a lot of us now, you know, we're not lining up to go to the other side just yet, you know. But we reach to the other side. How do we reach to the other side? Through the Word. We just did it. Pour libation, call the Netaru to be present, you know, here with us. Pour libation to our family. And when we pour libation to our family members, who, you mean, every member that you named, did that person appear? You can't call it, you can't, anything that you call instantly is created in the Word. So when you call it, it appears. So when I call the name of my father, Robert, he appears. I could see my father in that very instant. You see, and so it is the way that we get to reach to the other side. It is how our ancestors are able to reach us through the Word. They may not be able to materialize and come back here and sit in a chair, but they have a way of coming back, and that way is through the Word. And the Word for us is just, it's not a physical thing. I'm opening my mouth, you hear a sound, but you don't see it. Right? And it is here in my head. You know what I mean? Folks have opened up skulls to look for, you know what I mean, to see if they can see where the place, you know, where the repository of language is, and they've not been able to see it. You know what I mean? But it is as boundless in here as it is boundless outside of us. And that energy, that same kind of energy that is outside of us, that same kind of energy that it is here that we can't see, is that same kind of energy that allows us to reach to the other side that we can't see. But we know it exists. We know it exists. It's the same kind of energy that allows us to go into the future and talk to those yet to come and tell them what we need and how we want them to come here and be with us, how we want our children to be. You find that, you hear that oftentimes when you watch a nature program, and the nature program says, well, you know, this animal here, once upon a time, didn't have this hooked claw or hook such and such and such. But because this kind of food or potential food existed, it needed this claw in order to do so. All right, well, it wasn't the animal that existed in that moment that just simply grew the claw. No, it informed. It informed those yet to come what it would need to be here. That's powerful, right? Now, I'm sharing this, and I kind of want us to sort of, what folks say, marinate on it. Because, think of this. Many of us don't talk to our ancestors. We don't have a regular conversation going on, all right? I think of it like this. That we should have regular conversations with our ancestors and you know, those who have gone before us just as often and just as frequently and in the way that you do with people who are here. Oh man, you know, I haven't talked with my mother in a while. And you get right on the phone, you know what I mean? Or you go visit, you go see the person, you know what I mean, to check in and see what's happening with that person. However, we have been so disconnected from our own way that we don't even check in with the ancestors to see how they're doing. What do they have? You know, what do they need, you know, from us? They may want us to get a word across, you know, to somebody else. Well, go see about this person. Or they may have something to do what? Share with you and making your life better. But we don't do that. We've been really disconnected. And as we recreate Kemet Way, we want to do what? Enlarge our family, enlarge our interaction with our family, you know, on that level, so that we are not neglecting any of our family, because that's something that we, you know, we are required to do, to engage, to dialogue, to keep that word going on. All right, because you know the word that you have right now, listen, you didn't create this word that you have. You didn't create any of it. The society that you live in right now, you didn't create it. You were born into a society that somebody did before you. You come here and you're adding to that society. But that society came from long, 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 long ago. And the folks who did that are accessible to us. We can talk to Imhotep. So when we call Imhotep, I get an image of Imhotep. You know what I mean? Instantly appear. You know, at some point I want us to actually call an ancestor and have a dialogue with the ancestor. We'll do that. I know we're not going to do it today. We didn't plan to do it today. But at some point, we'll do it, just so that we know that we can do that. And just think, we should be sending the word forward. Because we can. If we said to those yet to come and describe the world that they are coming into and prepare them, do you think they would hear it? Yeah, they would. Because they come the same path that you come. They come with the same thing that you come. The same energy that brought you here is the same energy that brought them. They come the same path. And so we should spend time communing and communicating to those yet to come, preparing them for the path. Because many of us that come here are absolutely shocked. Because none creation, Amen created an atom created creation to be perfect, to generate life, to perpetuate life, and to be in a state of optimal life. And yet, somebody coming into this environment has anything but it. We have glimpses, you know, of it, but we do not have it as a standard way of being. So in this particular environment, I mean, to get from where you left Stephanie and where you left Tara Kemper, or even Avon, you know, or you, we had to navigate areas that we did not necessarily want to be in, or areas we wouldn't necessarily be in, where if we were in a society like our ancestors were, well, you didn't have to leave. Everything that you needed and everything that you wanted was here. And so when those newborn came into the society, they came into a place that was nurturing, that was healthy. You know, their thoughts would never, they would never even have to encounter thoughts about the possibility of their death at a young age. So when you listen to young people now, you know, school-age children, who are telling you, my biggest worry is whether or not I'm going to live long enough to get to college, whether or not I'm going to live long enough to do so and so and so. And in many respects, we have not said a word to those yet to come to prepare them. Because maybe it is with them that in telling them what we are experiencing to prepare them, that maybe they'll come with a solution for what can be done to get the situation turned around.